This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, when it rains, it pours. The Panthers All-Pro defensive tackle Derrick Brown suffered a potential season-ending meniscus tear in the loss to the Saints. He's going to undergo surgery. They'll find out more once he's under the knife. But, man,
he's out, though.
Derrick Brown, a potential season-ending meniscus tear.
Well, I can tell you right now, they might be picking number one again. They might have the overall number
might
one
be three
pick.
Years in a row. No, they didn't have it this year, but they would have. It could be 3 years in a row.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still interested to see what's going to happen between them and the Giants. But you look at Derrick Brown, and I said this in the pregame yesterday. All I know is the most tackles in the NFL by defensive linemen, Mike, he had 103 last season. I was all proud of Carl Granison. He was fifth best in the league. He had 78. Well, Derrick Brown had 103. You know, we talk about Brian Brzee, passes defended. He had six. Derrick Brown had six. So I would say sell, if I'm a Carolina Panther without Derrick Brown. And, Mike, he didn't do jack against us. If you look at Derrick Brown and his production, nothing to write home about. This might have been one of his poorest games that I have to look at. I want to say, like, look at even Clowney. Oh, we all worried about Jadeveon Clowney. He had one total tackle when it was an assist. So then you look at Brown. Mike, I'm looking. He had, okay, I have it right here. He had three total tackles, one unassisted. And three. So I would say, because that's household names, Jadeveon Clowney and Derrick Brown, they didn't do jack against the Saints offensive line, so we got to give the Saints offensive line credit.
No, that's the biggest surprise. No one could have predicted after what you saw in the offseason, what you saw in the preseason, how well you controlled the trenches. Offensive line-wise, defensive line. Bobby, they spent over $100 million in free agency pickups along the offensive line. The Saints beat them every which way but loose.
The reason why I'm telling you, we look at the ball and Derek Carr and everything. If we do this, we're going to win double digits right here. Now, obviously, being on the plus side, plus two in the turnover margin. But running the football and stopping the run. We averaged 5 yards a carry, 4.9. That's 5 yards. And we only gave up 2.9, 3 yards. That is winning football. Mike, if we do that, I'm telling you, Derek Carr will be a successful quarterback.
How many rushes?
He'll be a successful quarterback.
39?
Mike, they had 58 yards rushing on 20 attempts, but only averaged 2.9. Didn't they pay Miles Sanders a bunch of money? He had 22 yards rushing.
With the Saints, 39 carries, 180 yards.
37, 180 yards. And then Alvin Kamara, 5.5. Taysom Hill, 7 yards. Taysom Hill's like
winning football.
No, Taysom Hill's going to be 5.5 plus. How you? Once we had that big lead at halftime ago, we got to put Taysom Hill on ice. We don't need to showcase him anymore.
Kamara and Taysom.
Listen, if we block for Alvin Kamara,
let Jamal get in there.
Jamal Williams, I was proud of him. He had that nice touchdown run, a legit touchdown run, not no garbage of like win the game play. That was a nice run by Jamal Williams. I thought he was playing for the Lions. Bob, but how about the Lions last night in overtime?
The way they ended it.
Man, that is old school, snot bubble, smash mouth. Okay, they threw one pass on that last drive. Okay, stop us. And the Rams could not. Woo, you want to talk about a Dan Campbell-type football team? I mean, how can, nobody should hate the Lions. I guess if you're in the NFC North, if you're in Chicago or Minnesota or Green Bay. Nobody hates the Lions.
Think of the primetime games, which you had Thursday night.
Awesome.
Ravens-Chiefs. Then Friday night in Brazil.
Awesome.
Packers-Eagles. And then what you saw last night.
Awesome.
An overtime game.
And I'm not exaggerating. Those were unbelievable games. If you like football, even though you don't have a dog in the hunt, I want to watch that. You wanted to buy that. It was unbelievable. But look at Alvin Kamara. He had 110 total yards from scrimmage. And if you look at it, he averaged 5.5 yards a carry. Remember I tell you Alvin Kamara is a young 29? If they block for him, I'm telling you, Alvin Kamara is a stud. I always say this. Now, I'm going to bring this up. Because when you look at and I just talked about 110 total yards of scrimmage. If you look at the last seven seasons, now we all know he's behind that 49ers offensive line, Christian McCaffrey. The last seven seasons, Christian McCaffrey has 450 more yards than Alvin Kamara. Christian McCaffrey won. Now with the Ravens got to give Derrick Henry the ball more. It's tight. Derrick Henry was 2. Alvin Kamara is 3. Do you know Derrick Henry basically just had 300 more yards in the last seven seasons, total yards of scrimmage. Alvin Kamara is number 3, only behind Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey. So we got the right running back. I don't know if Mickey and all, how they want to reward and satisfy Alvin Kamara. I think he's due, or he should, I think what he's doing and what we're going to do this season.
He got no guarantees next year.
No.
It's 24 or $25 million.
We got to take care of Alvin Kamara. I think.
And they're not picking up that contract.
No, but we got to restructure that or something. I still think Alvin Kamara, how he takes care of himself, he's going to be a big part of what we're doing this year with Coach Kubiak because he's out Christian McCaffrey in that type of offense this season and then next season. Now, 26, 27, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm just going about this season, 24 and 25, that we got to count on Alvin Kamara. And I know Derek Carr is, without a doubt.
It makes life a lot easier when you can run the football.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.